USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a possibility that sometime today we'll do a quarantine, short-term 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts of Connecticut.
That was President Trump speaking to reporters early yesterday, but hours later he announced he was not ordering a quarantine in place for those three northeastern hotspots because of the outbreak, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. The largest outbreak of the virus in the U.S. is in New York City, with about 30,000 cases, and there are more than 122,000 people infected in the U.S., and more than 2,100 people have died here, President Trump at yesterday's briefing.
As we gather today, our country is at war with an invisible enemy.
Former Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has died at 72. His family says he's lost a battle with prostate cancer. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Stones president Adam Krupp will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestStone.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says there is some encouraging news from the testing of Americans for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Pence telling Jesse Waters on Fox News last night that outside of the hot spots, only about 10% of the people who get tested for the virus end up seeing their results come back positive. Right now, testing is limited to people who show symptoms or have been in contact with someone who is infected. More than 700 police officers in New Jersey, including some in all 21 counties, have tested positive for the virus. State Police Superintendent Patrick Callahan saying the same number of officers are currently in self-isolation. He said two officers were in serious condition. An Oklahoma man with a concealed carry permit getting credit for stopping what might have been a mass shooting. He shot and killed a woman in North Tulsa after she reportedly started firing a gun at customers at a shopping center yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
North Korea has fired what appears to be two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the projectiles were fired into the Sea of Japan on Sunday. Tokyo's Defense Ministry says they fell short of Japanese waters. A town in northeast Arkansas is cleaning up after a tornado tore through it yesterday. The twister flipping vehicles in Jonesboro and doing severe damage to downtown buildings, as well as a shopping mall and several hangars at the Jonesboro Airport. Six people reported minor injuries. Another American theme park is furloughing workers because of the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
SeaWorld has announced they're laying off more than 90% of their employees due to the pandemic. The company has roughly 15,000 employees. Florida is a hotspot for the virus. The economy in Orlando is also hurting because of the closure of other attractions such as Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. I'm Wendy King.
And Tom Hanks is back in Los Angeles after getting the coronavirus in Australia. People magazine says Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson were photographed driving in L.A. shortly after returning from Down Under, where the Oscar winner was filming an Elvis Presley biopic. Earlier this week, Hanks tweeted, "2 weeks after our first symptoms, and we feel better." And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.